for ULP monitor.
CEF mobile.
For CEF, this is KO4 ULP.
Tuning in, Alexander.
How about yourself?
We're on our way home from Boy Scouts, so be time to eat supper here in a second.
If I'm right, you're Andrew then. I checked up with you. Wasn't your youngest son studying for or wanting to get his radio license?
Now they talk about it, and, you know, they'll try to study for a little bit, and then they kind of give up after a while, and, you know, yeah. But, yeah, he was talking about it, and he still acts like he wants to, but then he doesn't quite get there or put in a lot of effort.
Yes, you know, keep on encouraging them, because there's another operator that's just actually less than a week or 2 weeks younger than I am, and he just got his license in January. I don't know if you've got a chance to talk to him or not.
If I have yet.
His name is Hunter, and I believe his call sign is KO4VWO.
So, listen out for him, and, so he is, I guess, you're 13, right? If I remember, you're the same age as my oldest son? I'm glad both of y'all take an interest in it. Like I said, I would still love to get mine involved in on it, but, they just not quite there yet. Not as much interested in as I would want them to be.
Well, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll decide to get it. It's really a great hobby, and I think it'd be nice if more youth would really get their license. And, you know, I've just been kind of thinking here because we kind of linked up with this school here and, you know, to do the after-school sports, and sometimes I think they'll let homeschoolers, like, participate in some of their activities, like, I think they have, like, International Fruits Fair, and if they have an education fair, I don't know if I'd be able to present on the amateur radio, because it kind of does count as school, because with my study, my mom counted as week for our homeschool, so maybe then if I could present that, get a chance to kind of maybe take a radio and present at a school, it would, maybe encourage some more to get on the air. I don't know. I just more dreaming than anything.
That's worth a shot. You know, I know, I mean, just from hearing about radio wave propagation in school was what always kind of made me interested in it. It just wasn't until I hit my 40s that I finally decided to do something about it. You know. But, yeah, I was always interested in it, just hearing about it in school. So maybe you might light that fire under somebody else.
And I have another friend. She's 11. She's kind of interested in getting her license. I loaned her my book to study, and we'll see if she actually, you know, buckles down and gets her license.
So, you going to try any of the other modes, like Morse code or anything else?
Sure, you know, things like for Morse code, if they have a, like, individual code of beeps for every single letter, then, and I'm not so good at spelling myself, so I don't know. Might be sometime later I'll try that, I don't know.
Hey, you might be right, but I think you would do fine, because they have a lot of short, I guess, pro signs and things like that for certain things. So not everything else is spelled out. And just like on the radio, you'll have some contacts that are just, yeah, you know, just a signal report, give a 599, and, you know, people move along. So you don't see a lot of rag chew, but then you'll get some guys that'll do it. But, yeah, it's really interesting. And if you haven't gotten your general yet, you already have privileges on some of the other bands, just with your technicians, if you use Morse code.
I am planning to get my general here eventually. I just need to, you know, sit down with my dad and get him to order the book, you know, that does the question and answer for the general. And hopefully I'll be able to, you know, get that. And, you know, just, now that I got my technician, you know, I've already been able to get on the air and then, you know, having to worry about studying for a whole nother test. I'd like to, you know, extend more with the hobby. I really do, but yet it's still, I still don't love the studying part.
I understand that. Well, and I would say that the general was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, studying for it, there's a little more complicated stuff, but, you know, you're already learning the bands, and if you've done any kind of antenna study and things like that, you've already probably done a lot of what'll be covered. And, you know, just like when it would ask you about certain bands or whatnot that was on the test, you know, just being knowledgeable enough about them to kind of figure out, you know, what a quarter length wave, you know, what a quarter wavelength antenna or something like that would be on a certain frequency, you know, you're just kind of able to figure it out just based on your experience. So you'll probably do a lot better than you think. I psyched myself out a good bit, and when I took the test, I did a lot better than I thought I would, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I can pass it if I buckle down and study, you know. If I study for at least 30 minutes every day, I could probably pass it in, I'd say maybe a month or two, but, you know, I think it took 4 months for my technician studying off and on, but yet I didn't really study that consistently.
Believe you, I think that would definitely do it. Like I said, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be, so you'll probably be fine. If you've already been doing a lot of, you know, you're learning your bands, and like I said, if you've done any antenna stuff already or tried to work on kind of building an antenna, you're already would be somewhat knowledgeable about, you know, the wavelengths and how to figure stuff like that out. I think you'd be fine. But, well, Alexander, I am pulling in the driveway. I appreciate the chat home. And hopefully my boys hearing you on the radio might again spur them to want to get their license. Who knows? But I do appreciate it. 7-3 to you, and hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
And I have to get back to organizing my shack. It's quite a mess here. So this is KO4ULB, and I'll be clear but monitoring.